Hello, Sagittarius. April here with your November All That Jazz Tarot. Keep in mind, these are general messages. They may or may not apply. Take what resonates, leave what does not. Now, Sagittarius, as I'm going through your reading here, your cards, I'm really getting the feeling that you're going to be okay. Spirit is telling me that despite some issues that I see here, you're really in a better position than you might think. All right. You start the month off with Temperance. Now, this is a card of wisdom and balance. But you are juggling things here with the Two of Pentacles. So you're juggling work and home. You could be juggling things within your relationship. Whether or not you should stay or go, because we have the Six of Swords after that. And there's been some kind of betrayal here with the Three of Swords. So something here has left you feeling betrayed and kind of abandoned, left out. Ace of Wands reversed. Now, someone could be lying to get ahead. This could indicate a job loss. Someone could get fired. They could lie about that as well. Well, this was followed by the Queen of Cups. So I see you balancing your emotions, all right? They've probably been all over the place dealing with this. But right now, I think you're trying to come to a place of peace. You have the Three of Wands following that. So, again, this indicates that peace, that satisfaction with yourself, knowing that you will be okay despite these setbacks, all right? You're counting your blessings. You know that you have been blessed in many ways. And, again, despite these little problems that crop up here and there, overall, you're satisfied with the direction your life is going in. And if you're not, you are planning for the next phase. So you're taking comfort in taking control. And next you have Judgment sideways, which could indicate it could go either way. But I feel like it's going in your favor, because following that is the Ten of Swords reversed. Okay, so that's overcoming the challenges, recouping your losses, if any. All right. Now, we do have the Chariot reversed, and that does indicate potential losses. But it's followed by the Seven of Pentacles. So, like, the universe is telling me here that you're going to lose some and gain some, lose again and gain some more. And it's just all going to balance out. It's going to look all crazy on paper, but in practical application, as far as Spirit's concerned, you're going to be fine. You're going to have everything you need. You already do. And of course, if you're living in a state of gratitude, you know, that will attract more towards you, all right, rather than the feeling of lack. So here I'm feeling you might be making the decision about emotionally and financially balancing yourself out by moving away from a job or a situation or a person or relationship. okay, but this does kind of look work related. So I think you're changing careers, or maybe even just the way you currently move in your employment, okay? Whatever it is you do. All right, so let's get into these energy cards because they support these tarot cards here. We have success. So overall, Spirit is saying don't give up this month. Even if things look a little wonky, they are headed in the right direction. You have surrender reversed. So what's keeping you stagnant maybe is your inability to just surrender to universe and just don't try to control them. Control your expectations and your emotions regarding it. All right, just surrender. Let go and let God. You have faith. All right, so again, this is telling you to stay optimistic and have faith that everything is working out in your favor. Death. So there will be a transformation of some kind this month. Strength reversed. Honey, I know you are tired. Sagittarius, strength reversed tells me that you are just emotionally and probably physically drained from this situation at work. Okay? And sadness. So it has brought you a little sadness, or you're going to feel sadness. Even if it isn't right for you, okay, you might have been doing it a long time, and so there's going to be a little sadness with leaving something behind. But again, all the cards support that it's going to be okay in the end. It's going to be for your best interest. All right, so we have some gemstone cards that came out for you for your meditation. For healing, guidance, perhaps a warning, a hint, a clue, what have you. We have obsidian for self-reflection, protection, and growth. Amethyst for peace, intuition, and spirituality. Chalcedony, I really have to learn how to pronounce that. Harmony, brotherhood, and goodwill. Sardonyx, happiness and stability to marriage and partnerships. From the looks of things, you need that. Topaz, love, passion, and purpose. Tourmaline, calmness, stabilizing, and reaffirming. Again, that's coming back to yourself. Maintaining your balance and your peace. Yellow jasper, wealth, success, and wisdom. And that's all coming to you here in November. Okay. Now let's give you some random messages from my own spirit guide deck. And you start with, there's fiction in your truth and truth in your fiction. This is you realizing that nothing's really black or white, is it? There's always some gray. Truth is relevant. I'm not even sure there is such a thing as an absolute truth, okay? But at any rate, you can take that as it resonates for you. All right. Want to stand out? Try modesty. Oh, okay. So, not a lot of people, this is not a trend, okay? We see everybody on TikTok, Instagram, so all the social medias, whatnot, doing all kinds of crazy attention-seeking things, right? Sometimes modesty is a virtue, okay? It's to be respected and regarded, especially in this world today. Well-timed silence is the most commanding expression, okay? So saying nothing at all can really speak volumes. And this could speak in a general way or to specific situations. Well-timed, okay? And you'll know what this means for you. Hidden agenda. So you may feel that someone is, or something, there's a hidden agenda behind this betrayal, okay? Perhaps you're even questioning the universe and you're wondering why they did, you feel they've done something to you. But again, remember, in spiritual speak, they did not do it to you. They've done it for you, all right? All of this is leading you to a better place. Throwing punches and hiding hands. So again, you could feel that the universe is sucker punching you and you don't know why. I don't know why that just came to me. Like, you're like, what the hell was that? What? Where'd that come from, right? A small fish in a small pond will never grow bigger. All right? So if you keep yourself small, you'll never know how big you could have gotten or how large you could have grown. It may be time to leave your small pond and expand your horizons, all right? So those were the messages from my spirit deck. Now we have some final affirmations here, and then we're going to get into your moon message. So your affirmations, Saggy, is, today I will step up to every challenge with courage. All right? So just get out there and take this world by the balls. Happiness is my birthright. You're damn straight it is. Don't you forget it. My outer experiences are a reflection of my internal condition. All right? This is important to remember. A lot of times, again, we were looking at things outside of us that are doing things to us. But what's happening is every action having an opposite equal reaction, right? So we need to look within to see, what did we possibly do? All right. Now, some things, they just happen randomly, okay? Not everything is a spiritual thump on the head, all right? But certain things, and you'll know, you'll be guided to know that that was, in fact, what you thought it was or wasn't, okay? And finally, I recognize that I have chosen fear, and I choose love. This is redirecting your energy from fear to love, from hoarding, withholding, and to giving, and to openness, okay? And to having faith. Faith that spirit is guiding you again on your path. Sometimes we're on our path for a while and we get sent down a dead end. Okay? Or we take the long way. But it's for a purpose. It's never without a purpose. All right, Sagittarius, let's get into your final full moon message. This is just a little additional fun and games with the grab bag here. And we have pictures, we have numbers, and we have letters. And whatever they mean to you will resonate. And let's get a message for Sag. Thank you, Spirit. Okay, you have a lot of pictures. We have a question mark, all right? So, again, we're questioning things. The meaning of life. Why are we here? What the hell just happened? Why did that happen? All right, those type of things. The B is here for community. Okay, it's for teamwork. It's for having a single common goal. We have the spiritual arrow. You are choosing a spiritual direction. You are choosing to open up your eye. We have the third eye chakra here, the all-knowing eye. All right? So you are gaining insight into something that you may have to leave behind. Okay? Again, the light is being shown here with a flashlight. So there's going to be all kinds of this isn't even going to just be a little spiritual nudge. There's going to be like a neon fucking sign or something. Like, this is just, hello, Sag. Here we are. What are you going to do about it? That's the energy I'm getting. So let's go to your number is 2. Okay. We have, and that's about partnerships. Beginnings, new projects getting kicked off. All right. M. We have E, Z, L, M, B, E, Q, another question, C, you may have 3 burning questions, and D. Okay, Sagittarius, so those are your messages. They could be initials, they could spell out words, they could be names, places, people, things, whatever. All right, so I'm going to leave that to you to figure out. I hope you enjoyed this reading. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay jazzy.